thank you, Father Castle, and thank you for the invitation. This talk was prepared at short notice, so I'm not exactly sure how fully coherent it's going to be. And I haven't had too much time to reflect on my experience of a Catholic school, or indeed my children, so apologies in advance if it doesn't come together particularly well. For myself, I went to St. Paul's College, Raheny, and was there for 11 years. And I suppose I was in school during that period of transition for Catholic schools in terms of how they were teaching RE, because the old kind of penny catechism had gone, the old questions and answers format. I remember the very, very tail end of that. And then it was gone. And there was a period of transition, really, when it had been replaced by nothing. And I think I was in that kind of hole, as it were. And so an awful lot depended on the teacher. And of course, inevitably, therefore, it was hit and miss. You had a teacher who was very interested in the subject and had pulled together good material. And you might have another teacher who wasn't so interested and happened to pull together such good material. So I'm not actually particularly sure if my own experience of Catholic schools is particularly germane because of the particular period I was in, which was the 1970s mainly. I left school in 1981. I have two children though. One is 8, my 8-year-old daughter who's in second class, and an 11-year-old boy who's in fifth class. So I suppose I'm coming up to 7 years with children in primary school, and so I suppose I'll reflect a little bit on that. And of course they go to the local school, but there's also the local national school and the local Catholic school. And it's been there for well over 100 years. So it's one of the older Catholic primary schools in Dublin. And it's a very fine school. But what you notice is, there's all kinds of pressures on it not to be as Catholic as it might like. And this gets back to, I guess, the fact that the Catholic Church is nearly a monopoly of the primary schools in Ireland and the problems that creates for Catholic schools maintaining a fully Catholic identity. So what you notice, for example, is, of course, that a lot of your fellow parents are not themselves practicing, and yet their kids go, because they really have to the local Catholic school, because that's all there is. And of course the school becomes, and the teachers become, extremely conscious of the fact that many of these kids are in families where their parents aren't practicing, the kids themselves don't go to Mass, and the teachers are left wondering exactly what can we teach these kids that won't annoy the parents too much. So how hard, if you like, can you push Catholicism? And how much of it, you know, can you do without getting resistance? And also, you know, you become conscious that a lot of the teachers themselves are not practicing either. And that obviously, you know, creates particular situations also, because, you know, the teacher, you know, may or may not have problems with the church, but if they're not practicing, there can't be any particular enthusiasm for the faith. And so again, this is created by a situation where, you know, over 90% of primary schools are Catholic provided, but far less than 90% of the parents who send their kids to that school go to Mass themselves, and therefore far fewer than 90% of the kids, probably it could be less than 50% of the kids, and who knows how many of the teachers are practicing. It could be 50% or less. And so you've got a situation where the schools are not reflective of the society in which they're situated, and therefore they actually find it difficult to maintain and sustain their identity for various reasons. This Irish Times poll has been referred to with some length today, and this use of the word control. Well, I mean, the ability of the Catholic Church actually to control the schools is rather limited. And it's limited for formal and informal reasons. The formal reason is obviously that really the biggest player in the educational field and the biggest influence over schools is clearly the Department of Education. And there's simply no doubt about that. The teachers' unions also have a great deal of influence over the debate and seem to have a great deal of influence with the Department of Education. You know, we often hear it said that the department needs to be less deferential to the church, to the bishops. Well, you know, maybe they should sometimes be a little bit less deferential to the teachers' unions as well, perhaps, if that's not too provocative a point to make. And then, of course, the informal pressures in schools are the ones I mentioned on their ability to actually be Catholic schools, because, as I say, you know, they're situated in a society now where many of the parents sending the kids to school are not practicing, and many of the teachers are not practicing either. And then we see these surveys by the likes of the Irish Primary Principals Network, often based on self-selected samples, it has to be said, but nonetheless representative of something. And a lot of primary school headmasters don't want schools to remain denominational. And so when you've got a principal in charge of a Catholic school who really doesn't want them to remain denominational, you've got a problem. And so I suppose what this leads to is two things. You know, one, the present situation, and I think everybody recognises this, is unsustainable and something has got to change. But I think that change, oddly enough, may allow these schools to actually become more Catholic and truer to their identity. Because if you had fewer Catholic schools, it would allow them to be truer and more authentic to themselves. It would allow those schools to say to the Department of Education, you know, there's now a variety of schools out there. So you should be, you know, freer about letting us be truer to our identity. And it also allows those parents who don't practice the faith and don't want to send their kids elsewhere. And it allows teachers who don't want to work in a Catholic school but have no choice because so many are Catholic to work elsewhere also. And then if it so happens that a non-practicing parent wants to send their kids to the Catholic school anyway, at least because they have a choice, they can be told, well, understand this will be a fully Catholic school. And if a teacher who has a choice of working in a multi-denominational school, let's say, state-run or whatever, BC, decides to work in a Catholic school again, they can be told, well, understand this is fully Catholic. But it just seems to me, as a father of two, and I've spoken to other parents about this, that it is, you know, they see too, it's difficult in the present climate and atmosphere for a Catholic school to be fully Catholic. Now, we know, of course, even among Catholics, even among practicing Catholics, there's different ideas about what exactly to emphasise in terms of Catholic teaching. And that will always be the case. And you'll have one teacher who will want to emphasise these aspects of Catholic teaching and another who will want to emphasise different aspects. And that's just par for the course, and that will never change. In respect to the Irish Times poll, I mean, again, it's been remarked upon this word control, which is, an emotive word. Father Sean McDonough, writing in the Irish Times today in a letter, said that, you know, if you had put it to people that the angel Gabriel was controlling schools, you probably still would have got most people saying, well, I wish he wasn't, because the word control has this kind of negative connotation. If instead you had substituted the word provision for control, I dare say you would have got a different answer, because of course what the Catholic Church is trying to do is provide schools that are fully Catholic to the parents who want them. I just want to mention briefly a report that came out from a German think tank, and this German think tank actually is mainly concerned with economic affairs. It came out about a year or two ago. And it studied European countries in which the Catholic Church had fought and won the battle for the autonomy of the schools. Because in some countries, the state simply took over the whole education sector. And the Catholic Church was under massive pressure and sometimes lost the battles for the autonomy of the schools. But in other countries, it won the battle for the autonomy of the schools. So what this German think tank did was it compared both the cost and quality of education in countries where the church had won the battle and where the church had lost the battle. And what it found out was that in countries where the church had won the battle for the autonomy of the schools and remained independent, those countries, right across the sector, right across the entire education sector, education was provided at cheaper cost and higher quality. So therefore, when the Catholic Church won the battle for the autonomy and independence of the schools, everybody won. Because it also said in the non-Catholic schools, the quality of education was higher, and also the cost of providing education was lower. And that's win-win. Higher quality, lower cost. So we often, of course, devalue our schools. We also think that there was something somewhat unnatural, or we can become convinced that there's something rather unnatural about public funding going to denominational schools. Not at all the case. In Britain, a third of primary schools, I think it may be a third of all schools, which are state-funded, are denominational, run mainly by the Church of England. And of course, we know that schools are extremely popular. Catholic schools as well often get accused of being divisive and sectarian unavoidably because they select along religious lines. But a study recently by the University of York actually showed, it was commissioned by the Church of England, I admit, but it showed that denominational schools actually do a better job of racial integration and integration along social class lines as well than state schools. And we know that in Britain, parents often are clamouring to get their kids out of state schools and into the denominational sector. In Scotland, 20% of schools are church-run entirely by the Catholic Church for kind of similar historical reasons to up and down in the north. But they often find that Muslim parents are very anxious to get their kids into those schools. And of course, in Scotland, because only a minority of schools are Catholic, it's easier for them to be Catholic. And it's the same thing in England. It's easier for them to remain Catholic. So, looking upon my own so far 7-year experience of sending kids to a Catholic school, I would like them to be able to be more Catholic. And that wish is cannot be separated out from the political dimension and the sociological dimension, because they can't become more Catholic in the present climate, I believe. And it was interesting, and I know it's been mentioned already, to see Rory Quinn's article the other day in the Irish Times. The headline to me gave a completely misleading impression, because it made it look like he wants the Catholic Church out of education entirely. Maybe all that would be left to us would be fee-paying schools fully, which means, of course, only well-off parents could then access Catholic schools for their children. But then you read it down and you discover, well, hang on, that's not what he's saying. And actually, he's in favour of the principle of parental choice. And he says some Catholic schools should be transferred to a new type of patronage. But some obviously, therefore, logically remain. And he says it must happen in an orderly fashion. Now, of course, that's a key word. Because if the transfer of schools could easily happen in a disorderly and divisive fashion, you may have a situation, for example, in a particular area, if badly handled, you would divide a community among those who want the school to remain Catholic and those who want it to become one denominational and VEC one, let's say, or educate together, or whatever the case may be. So this won't be an easy thing. It won't be easy to identify exactly which schools get handed over and which schools remain. So it has to be done in an orderly fashion. That's the key word. You often see it as well, by the way, said, there was a letter in the Irish Times yesterday, that if you have some schools which are denominational and a higher number are not, this will lead to a two-tier system. That's also a rather emotive term. Two-tier, if you want to insist on that, or it could be three, four, five-tier, is the result of choice. And the only way to do away with that is to do away with choice and have a one-size-fits-all system that I think ultimately no one would want. I mean, opinion polls, as we mentioned, we commissioned one, and it was conducted by Red Sea. And it put two statements to people. One was that in a modern society, all state-funded schools would be state-run. That got 25% support. The second statement put to people was that parents should have a variety of state-funded schools to choose from, including church-run schools. It got 72% support. So you ask different questions, you get different answers. But if you ask people about parental choice, you get overwhelming support. And it just seems to me, and I conclude, that respect for the principle of parental choice, and I know we're talking about it ad nauseum, but it's still necessary to talk about it, is the only thing that would actually allow, ultimately, Catholic schools to become more fully Catholic. And Catholic parents, like myself, to be able to send my children to a Catholic school knowing it's not coming under the kind of pressures that Catholic schools are coming under today, where, as I say, many teachers are not practicing. Some of the principals don't want to be running a denominational school. Some of the teachers don't want to work in such a school either. And then these pressures coming from the Department of Education about what can and can't be taught in those schools. This won't happen overnight. It won't happen until probably long after my kids are in that school, so I probably won't live to see the day. But I think we can envision a system in the future, maybe 10, 20, 25 years' time, when there will be a system of schooling that will actually reflect the wishes of parents. It will reflect the wishes of parents who don't want a Catholic education for their kids, but will also more fully and authentically reflect the wishes of parents who do want that kind of education for their children. So thank you.